This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, so let's get into what we know, and that is the NBA postseason. We have three matchups tonight and three teams with 2-0 series leads. Let's go to the Cavs and the Magic. This game in Orlando, where the Magic laying 1.5, total of 199.5. I knew some of these totals would be lower because it's the postseason and we know that the defense kind of clamps up, but anything with a total under 200, it makes me very nervous. But if there's two teams that kind of like point towards unders, it's usually the Cavs and the Magic. What stood out to you when you first saw this line?
Well, first of all, the total is ridiculous, but I still think the under is the right play. And because the Magic, if the Magic want to win this series, they're going to have to slow things down. That's just what they do. And also the Cavaliers have super frustrated Orlando. I also like the Cavaliers on the money line. I'm a little nervous because the Magic were one of the best teams against the number. I mean, this is essentially a pick 'em, right? If you take the Magic on the money line, the Magic were 29-11 overall when playing in Orlando this season. But the thing I keep coming back to is that I feel like the market is undervaluing how good Cleveland is because they just weren't healthy for most of the season. And now that they are and Donovan Mitchell is back, they're a completely different team. And the Magic have looked completely outclassed. And how are they going to score? That's a thing for Orlando. Like, how do they beat you? They play really good defense. They slow things down. And then hopefully they get production from Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Outside of that, like, they just don't have any offensive weapons. So what have the Cavaliers done? They have used their defense in turn to slow down the Magic and their two primary scorers. And they've said, okay, go ahead and beat us with your other guys. They don't have other guys. I mean, they do, but not guys that can really hurt you. Like, not guys that can step up. So I like the Cavaliers here, but I would still lean towards the under. I know it's a low total. I don't know if I'm going to bet it, but that's sort of the way this series has gone. There's a reason why this has dipped below 200.
Well, the Magic have struggled offensively the entire season, and they've yet to score more than 90 points in a game so far in this series. I think this is a good matchup for the Cavs just because it feels like the Magic do kind of the same thing that the Cavs do, but the Cavs do it better. Like, the Magic are like the great value version of the Cavs. And the thing that stands out is just the experience. When you have a Cavs team where your main guys are Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland could be a number one guy as well, manning the point guard position for the Cavs as well. It just feels like they have way more experience. I think that was going to be the asterisk on picking the Magic to win any of these postseason games because they're young. They play good defense. But when it comes down to it, Paolo Banchero is still very young. And he is somebody who's going to score 20 points a game. But he is not the closer that we see from guys like Donovan Mitchell or even Darius Garland, who was good when Donovan Mitchell was out. So it just feels like the Cavs do everything that the Magic do, but better. So I think it's going to be the Cavs for me. I would take a long, hard look at the total. Jinx, are you sold that Cleveland is going to win this series?
Yeah, I just feel like the Magic are outclassed. I mean, good for them. They're here. They made it. And again, very good against the number, but I just keep coming back to the idea that Cleveland is the all-around better team, and the Magic aren't going to be able to solve them. The Cavaliers are really undervalued right now. That's the way I feel about it. I feel like we could see a Cavaliers sweep here. I see a lot of people on Orlando, and the numbers are telling you this is a coin flip game. Could go either way. I get the Magic have been good at home. A lot of this is based on the eye test. I like the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. Let's go to the next one up. And we've got the Sixers trying to fight their way back out of an 0-2 deficit against the Knicks tonight. This game in Philly, where the Sixers are laying 4.5 points, a total of 202.5. Joel Embiid has already been quoted saying, we're going to come back and win the series. They've had a heartbreaking loss already in the series where they have blamed just about everybody, the referees, which, you know, some of those calls may have gone the other direction. But when you blow that kind of lead with like 30 seconds left to play, some of it goes on you as well. So I think the question here is, how do the Sixers respond after that kind of heartbreak? And after that kind of finish, do you think the Sixers still have some fight left in them?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, I do. I like the Sixers a lot tonight, and I'm trying to decide... Listen, when it comes to my bets tonight, like all wheels off. Who cares? I'm 2-7 this week. I had nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose, man. So I'm going to be on the Sixers. I think I might play it. Sixers minus 4.5. I think it's a palatable price. But the Sixers have been in each game, and you mentioned them giving away that game against the Knicks. Like, they had this. They had this game. Yeah. They're frustrated. Joel Embiid was claiming that the officials aren't getting the calls right. He's just upset. Same thing with LeBron, right? LeBron was doing the same thing against the Nuggets, complaining about the officiating. So I think that's a different series based on the Nuggets' history against the Lakers. We'll get into that. But ultimately, I think the Sixers come back to Philly tonight and they dominate this game. And they've done a great job of limiting Jalen Brunson. Jalen has gotten his points, but he's been inefficient from the field. So if the Sixers can limit their mistakes while continuing to limit Jalen Brunson, they should cover this number. This is a good Sixers team. And also, I'm surprised that Joel Embiid looks as effective as he has. He's so tricky, Chelsea, as you know. Like, day in, day out, I feel like the needle on his health moves. So early in the series, he tweaked that knee, didn't look great, and now he looks like he's back at full strength. He's not at full strength, but he looks like he can be as effective as he normally is when he's close to 100%. So based on what I saw out of him and the fact the Sixers can correct those errors that they've made, particularly in game two, I'm going with Philly here.
I think that the Sixers do win a game. And I think it's probably tonight. Being back at home should be a nice little respite. Of course, we know Philly fans are some of the best in the game. But overall, I think the Sixers definitely have some problems, especially with their depth. You look at them and it's been all Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. That's not how you win in the postseason. You've got to have other guys who are contributing. Meanwhile, you look at the Knicks and it's just, you know, everybody contributes. It's a very deep squad and it feels like other than Jalen Brunson, there are other guys who can put their stamp on the game. Guys like Josh Hart, who is pulling down the rebounds. And that's another thing. The Knicks have been completely owning the boards. Last time they outscored the Sixers in the paint, I believe by quite a bit. So we'll see if that continues to be a thing. You'd think that if you have Joel Embiid, that would not be the case. Yeah, they outscored a 40-28 points in the paint. So the Sixers got to do better down low. We will see. I do think the Knicks end up taking the series, but maybe it's this the Sixers that take the game tonight. How about the Nuggets and Lakers? Do we think this series is over? And if you're thinking, well, this is deja vu. Didn't we see the series last year? Yes, we did. And I believe it was a gentleman's sweep. So the question is, Jenks, do we think that the Lakers win a game in this series?
No, I don't think so. The Nuggets have their number. Sometimes there is just a team that owns another team. The Nuggets have beaten the Lakers 10 straight times. Do we realize that? 10 straight wins for Denver against LA. And think about how this series has gone down. Like, mentally, the Lakers just have to be done, right? They had, what, a 20-point lead in game one, completely gave it away, got beat soundly, and then in game two, Jamal Murray, just a knife through the heart. LeBron was complaining about the officiating, like, what's going on with the replays? He's not wrong, necessarily, but it doesn't matter. That just shows that the Nuggets are just, they're in the Lakers' heads right now. We haven't seen a real dominant performance from the Nuggets yet. I think we could see it tonight, but you can take the Nuggets on the money line, minus 110. Why not?
Well, that's the red flag here, is that the Lakers are favored. Do you think they deserve to be favorites here? Because I would say Denver is a team that I don't have any problem trusting on the road. If we're talking about a young squad who has some role players that are not used to the spotlight, but this is a team that won a championship last year. And even if you look at their road record this year, it wasn't nearly as good, 24-17. But the playoffs are a different story. I think this Denver team has all of the gall and all of the guts and all of the pieces to take care of business against the Lakers. It's just a bad matchup for the Lakers. They have the best post player in the league and probably in the world in Nikola Jokic, a hard guy to stop.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.